今天呢我又继续讲这个主题。
So today I will continue with the same theme.
就是关于培育你的孩子。
To do with teaching our children.
其实呢不单只是父母需要学怎样去培育孩童。
It's not only parents who need to learn how to teach their children.
其实教会里面的主日学老师同样很需要学怎样去培育主日学的小朋友。
The Sunday school children, the Sunday school teachers in church also need to learn how to teach the Sunday school children.
因为小朋友来到教会，我们亦都有责任去教他们。
Because the children who come to church, we have the responsibility to teach them.
但小朋友回到家中的时候，那当然都是父母自己要去负责任了。
But of course, when the children go home, it's the parents' responsibility to teach them.
所以我改这个主题说培育孩童就不一定是培育自己的子女。
So this topic I'm talking on about educating or teaching your children is not just for, not just for our own children.
因为孩童呢是可以包括即是所有的小孩子的。
Because children includes all children.
今天我选择了一个题目。
So, I've chosen a theme for today.
上次讲到呢，父母都想自己的儿女好的。
So last time I mentioned that parents want the best for their children.
但是好是什么意思呢？
But what does the best mean?
如果我访问大家做父母的呢，或者比较普遍的答案呢，就是我希望我的儿女健康、活泼、快乐。
If I asked the parents in our midst what would be the best, I think most people would say good health, to be happy, and what's the other one?
活泼。
To be lively.
Yeah. 当然是很好啦，健康、活泼、快乐是很啱。
So of course all of these things are good, to be healthy, to be lively, to be
happy.我相信沒人會反對。
I'm sure nobody would argue with this.
我就今天呢就選擇了一個題目呢，就是想從最基本的事講起。
So the theme that I've chosen today, I want to start from the very basics.
就是關於健康。
To do with health.
健康。
Health.
健康呢，表面看你上來好像跟聖經沒什麼關係。
So on the surface, it looks as though health has nothing to do with the Bible.
但是其实我们再进深研究下去的时候，你会发觉其实要有一个健康的身体是不离开得到造物主起初的设计。
But as we look into this, we'll see that health, the topic of health can't be separated from the whole design of our Creator.
我想呢，健康个个都想有。
I'm sure everybody wants to be healthy.
咁到我哋病嘅时候咧，我哋就特别知道健康系宝贵啦。
And it's when we're sick that we appreciate being healthy and treasure it more.
但系我哋未病之前咧，事实上咧，我哋都唔系话好注意健康嘅。
But until we fall ill, we don't seem to pay a lot of attention to being healthy.
嗱，培育孩子要注意点样？培育到佢有一个健康嘅身体系好重要。
So when we're talking about teaching children, it's also important to teach them how to be healthy.
因为呢，嗱，我哋已经系成年人啦。
So for us, we're adults.
或者咧，你会发觉你身体上边咧有好多毛病啊。
You may find that you have some minor ailments.
咁如果俾你再有得翻转头做翻细路仔嘅时候，你會怎樣去照顧自己的身體呢？
If let's say you could go back to being a child, how would you look after your health?
咁我哋同樣道理，我哋都好希望現今我哋嘅下一代咧都有健康嘅身體。
So likewise, we hope that our next generation will have a healthy, will be healthy.
因為冇一個健康嘅身體咧，日後我哋想做啲乜嘢，你都會有心無力。
Because if you don't have good health, in future you will not have. You may want to do something, but you don't have the strength to do it.
嗱，喺英國咧有五大頭號殺手。
In England, there are five major killers.
心臟病啦
，heart disease，
中風啦
，stroke，
癌病啦
，cancer，
肺病啦，肺病，
肺病 ，pneumonia， lung disease，
肝病
，liver disease，
五種病
，five different types of illnesses。
咁但係醫學界分析到咧，其實依五大嘅頭號殺手都有一個，都有一啲共通嘅病因。
But the medical experts say that all these five major killers have something in common.
其實都係關於我哋有唔健康嘅生活方式啦，同埋唔健康嘅飲食習慣。
It has to do with an unhealthy lifestyle and an unhealthy diet.
譬如吸煙。
For example, smoking.
過量嘅飲酒。
Drinking too much.
唔健康嘅飲食。
Unhealthy diet，
同埋咧肥胖
，or obesity，
呢幾樣嘢咧，其實就係同我哋嘅生活方式同埋飲食習慣有關。
So all of these things have to do with our lifestyle and our diet。
嗱，喺中醫嘅理念裏邊咧，一個健康嘅人係點嘅咧
？So according to Chinese medicine, what is a healthy person？
中醫成日講平衡。
The Chinese doctors are always talking about balance.
要個身體咧要達到和諧。
The body should be in harmony.
咁就會冇病噶啦。
And then you won't have any illness.
所以中醫會幫你把脈。
So Chinese doctors will take your pulse.
咁啊，睇下你有邊樣嘢係唔平衡。
And to see what in your body is not in balance.
係太熱啦，定太寒啦
？Is it too hot or too cold？
嚇，咁總之要整翻去平衡，咁就醫好啦。
So if the doctor is able to correct the balance, then you'll be well.
西方都有類似嘅觀點。
Western medicine also has this kind of concept.
譬如個身體如果太酸咧，就要食翻多啲鹼性嘅嘢嚟到平衡翻。
For example, if the body is too acidic, then you have to eat more foods that are alkali to balance it.
嗱，無論如何咧，我哋有病，歸根究底都係同我哋嘅生活方式同埋飲食習慣有關。
So oftentimes when we're ill, it has something to do with our lifestyle or our diet.
如果你做工過分過勞，唔使講啦，你梗係有病啦。
If you overwork yourself, obviously you will be ill.
但係相反咧，如果你過懶咧，都係有病噶喎。
But in contrast, if you're too lazy, then you'll also be ill.
因為懶嘅時候可能坐喺屋企唔喐啊，咁你可能就會腰酸骨痛啦。
Because if you're lazy and you just sit around all day at home, then you may be aching here and there.
又或者咧，個腦咧空閒得滯咧，就胡思亂想啦，就可能有精神病啦。
Or if your mind is very free, you've nothing to think about, then you start thinking about all kinds of things, and that could lead to mental problems.
咁過勞過懶，即係話咧，生活方式唔平衡啦。
So whether you're overworked or too lazy, it means that your life is not in balance.
我哋講培育孩童，即係話咧，要幫佢自細佢嘅健康打一個好嘅基礎。
So when we talk about educating our children, we're saying that we have to help them to build a good foundation.
講下我自己啊。
So I want to share something about myself.
我嘅健康底子咧就唔係咁好啦。
Actually, the foundations of my health is not very good.
細個嘅時候咧，應該做嘅嘢咧都冇做嘅。
When I was small, I didn't do the things that I was supposed to do.
嗱，以前我係60年代嘅人，咁啊。健康知識係冇乜啦。
I was born in the 60s, so back then there wasn't a lot of knowledge about what was good health.
我父母都冇受教育嘅。
My parents didn't have this kind of education.
咁六十年代嘅香港仲係清貧嘅。
And Hong Kong back in the 60s was 清貧。
Poor.
Was poor.
咁有時如果有碗白飯食，豉油撈飯咧，都要好感恩。
Even if you just had a bowl of plain rice with soy sauce, you're already very thankful.
咁我由細到大從來都冇食早餐嘅習慣。
So when I was young, I never had this habit of having breakfast.
細個時候係因為家庭冇早餐供應。
Because in my family, the parents didn't provide breakfast.
到咗大個少少之後咧，就已經成咗習慣啦，係唔會食早餐嘅。
So as I grew up, I continued with this habit of not having breakfast.
咁啊，我又唔係一個好動嘅細蚊仔，sporty.
I was not a very active child.
我唔做運動嘅。
I didn't exercise.
逢親上學要有 PE 堂咧，即係體育堂咧，我就要想辦法。
Every time we had PE in school, I would try to think of some way to get out of it.
嗯，師母細個係咁。
Yeah, this is what I was like when I was young.
啊，唔舒服啊！呢度嗰度唔想啦咁。
I'm not well. I can't do this. I can't have PE.
咁又仲有咧，我自細嘅時候咧，我唔識坐嘅。
And when I was young, I didn't know how to sit in the right posture.
啊，個坐姿唔對嘅。
Yeah, the posture was wrong.
就攣曬嘅，彎曬嘅。
What do you say?
A bend.
There's a name for that.
即係尤其是咧，當一啲
slouching in your chair。
咁尤其是咧，當一啲即係現代家庭現代化咗，買咗張 sofa 之後咧，你就知啦，就更加係攣喺 sofa 嗰度。
Especially if the family can afford a sofa, then all the more you'll be slouching in your sofa.
咁就做功課咧，就耷低個頭，耷到好低，即係咁樣嚟做功課嘅。
So when I did my homework, my head would be very close to the work.
所以我九歲十歲。
Slouching over her desk.
啊，九歲十歲嘅時候咧，我已經大近視嘅啦。
九歲十歲。When I was nine or ten, I was already short-sighted.
而到我十幾歲嘅時候咧，我已經係冇腰骨嘅啦。
When I was in my teens, I'd already damaged my spine.
你咩叫做冇腰骨咧？腰骨咧即係成個脊成條脊骨嘅最尾個幾節啦。
How I damaged it was that the last few vertebrae in the spine.
正常嘅脊骨咧就係。上半身咧有少少曲，去到最尾嗰幾節咧就向內屈嘅，係咪
？So for a normal spine, it should start to curve at the top, and then curve outwards, and then towards the bottom, it starts to curve inwards.
呢個係天父嘅設計嚟嘅。
This is the design of our Father.
點解要最尾嗰節要向內屈咧
？Why does that lower part need to curve inwards？
因為向內屈嘅時候，佢係愛嚟承托你上身嘅整個身體嘅重量。
It has to curve inward so that it can support the upper part of the body.
但係如果我哋發育嘅時期唔坐得對，成日攣起嚟坐咧，你條脊骨逐漸咧，本來係向入攣嘅，就會向越嚟越出，越嚟越突啦。
But if while we're young, while we're growing up,if we don't sit in the right posture, then that part of the spine that is supposed to curve inwards will start to curve outwards.
咁我又唔做運動啊，所以呢一幾節咧就越嚟越突出。
And I didn't do exercise back then, so that part of my spine kept curving in the wrong way.
咁直至到我廿幾歲嘅時候咧，睇到一個脊骨醫生。
So when I was in my 20s, I saw a specialist for my spine.
咁佢見到我條脊骨，佢就好驚奇。
And when he saw my spine, he was very shocked.
我都係第一次知道我冇腰骨。
It was only then that I realised that my spine was not proper.
點解你條脊骨咁嘅
？He said, "Why is your spine like this?"
應該突嘅你又凹，應該凹嘅你又突。
He said, "What should come out has gone in. What should go in has come out."
這個是自小坐姿不好的後果。
So this is the consequences of not of having bad posture.
到後來，因為脊骨是非常重要，它是承托你整個人，令到你有力的。如果脊骨有問題，你不是經常都沒有力嗎？
So our backs are very important because they support our body. If your back is not able to support your body, then you'll always be tired.
咁差唔多八年前到咧，咁啊認識咗一個推拿嘅師傅。
So about 8 years ago, I got to know a masseuse. Is it not a masseuse?
推拿, 英文是...
Chinese chiropractor.
Oh, a Chinese chiropractor.
他就用他的功夫幫我的腰,撿回我的腰骨一點點,拍回來。
So he used his techniques to try to correct my back.
起碼不突出來了,起碼拍回直了。
At least it didn't curve outwards, it would start to curve inwards.
我以後呢,我就要靠著游水去維持,這少少拍咗埋去的直骨。
So thereafter, I had to depend on swimming in order to keep this curvature that he had put back into my spine.
但如果我現在仍然是坐得太久,姿勢不對的話,它都會突出來的。
But even now, if I sit in the wrong posture, then my spine will start to curve outwards in the way it shouldn't.
這就是姿勢沒有好的生活習慣,飲食習慣而引致的。
So these are the consequences of not having a healthy lifestyle and diet from when I was young.
咁係個底子唔好，年輕嘅時候你唔覺得乜嘢，乜都做到，打老虎都得，但係年紀一路大嘅時候就唔同。
So when you're young, you feel like you can do anything, but as you grow older, you realize that you're not able to do everything you want.
咁一直到我結婚之後，
And then after I married.
我結婚22年了。I've
been married for 22 years now.
因為我要照顧我丈夫，等佢可以全心全意嘅去侍奉神。
Because I need to look after my husband so that he can serve God with his all.
所以我有兩份工嘅，我要侍奉神，我要照顧我丈夫去侍奉神。
So I have two jobs. I need to serve in the church and I also need to serve my husband.
但我唔識照顧我丈夫，因為我自細。
But I don't know how to serve my husband because from young I don't know how to. My lifestyle was not correct.
到我結咗婚之後，我先忽然間知道，哦，原來要食早餐嘅。
It was only after I married that I realized, oh, we should have breakfast.
因為牧師日日食早餐嘅。Because
Pastor Joe has breakfast every day.
咁跟住我要學。 我睇一啲書，學健康嘅飲食啊，因為牧師嘅肝唔好，我學健康嘅飲食啊，學點樣健康咯。So
because Pastor Joe's liver is not very good, I then had to start reading up about how to be healthy.
咁牧師亦都帶我去游水啦。And
Pastor Joe took me swimming.
咁我又睇唔同嘅書籍咧，自己學啦，按摩啊，推拿咁。
So I read up some books on how to do massage and massage therapy.
嗯哼，係啦，咁就慢慢有少少好轉啦。So
things started to improve.
咁所以講到培育孩童咧，你要為你嘅兒女打一個好嘅基礎。So
when we're talking about educating our children, we have to give them a good foundation.
佢強壯，佢有力。 第日去做嘢嘅時候，佢會感激你嘅。When
he grows up and he is strong and healthy, he will be thankful to you.
嗱，講到健康嘅時候咧，我就想從食物講起啦。Now
as we're talking about health, I want to start with diet.
根據今年2014年嘅英國嘅報告啦。According
to a report in the UK this year.
就好奇怪，原來咧，呢度講。 公眾衛生部咧有一個發布。The
Faculty of Public Health brought out a report.
就係咧，會越嚟越多人咧有呢個軟骨症。They
said that there are more and more people suffering from rickets.
原因咧係因為佢哋負擔唔起食一啲高質素嘅食物。It's
because of a poor quality in their diet.
同埋咧喺過舊年咧。 因為營養不良要入醫院嘅人咧，係增加咗19%。
Last year. And last year, compared to this year, there have been a 19% increase of people being admitted into hospital for malnutrition.
英國有營養不良呢回事。
there are people suffering from malnutrition in the UK.
我哋諗都諗唔到係嘛
？This might not be something that we realise.
嚇，可能中國會有啦，冇理由英國會有啩。
We would not be surprised if this happened in China, but this is happening in England.
哦，原來係因為我哋食嘅嘢嘅營養價值唔係高嘅。
It's because the food that people are eating, that we're eating, the quality of the nutrition is not very good.
即係話咧，食飽就唔同得到營養。
So it means that even if we're full, it doesn't mean that we are receiving the right nutrients.
你嘅兒女喺發育時期咧係需要好多營養。
So as our children are developing and growing, they need a lot of nutrients.
咁咧，尤其是係蛋白質。
Especially protein.
因為蛋白質咧，其實對大人細路都係一樣，係愛嚟修補細胞組織嘅。
Because protein, whether it's for children or for adults, it's for repairing the cells.
啊，所以係非常重要。
So it's very important.
紅肉裏邊係有蛋白質啦。
Red meat, for example, has protein.
紅肉即係牛肉、羊肉咯。
Like beef, lamb.
咁紅肉係唔可以缺少，因為佢有一啲嘅維他命咧，係其他食物裏邊揾唔到嘅。
Red meat is very important because it contains vitamins that can't be found in other foods.
但係紅肉又唔可以食太多嘅喎。
But you can't eat too much red meat.
因為紅肉係非常個酸性係非常高。
Because red meat is very acidic.
食太多嗰啲酸性唔排得撤出外，唔排泄得出去嘅話咧，佢會積聚喺你嗰啲關節嗰度。
The body consumes too much acid.The acid collects, accumulates in the joints.
如果啲酸性積聚得太多咧，你就會周身痛咯。
So if there's too much acid accumulated in your body, then you'll start aching here and there.
咁啊，令到血液循環亦都唔會暢通。
It would also affect your circulation.
咁慢慢咧，長期嘅話咧，可能會有關節炎啊等等。
So in the long run, it might cause you to have arthritis, etc.
咁所以咧，講到營養，一嚟我哋要食咧，咩叫有營養嘅嘢咧
？So what is a food that has good nutrition?
你哋話咧
？What do you think?
新鮮啊，嚇
！McDonald's，
講起McDonald's幾好笑，我好少去McDonald's嘅，但係咧，而家去麥當勞，你會睇到佢哋有一個叫咩啊營養表啊，係嘛？話連麥當勞都啲嘢都有營養嘅咩咁
？Yeah, I seldom go to McDonald's, but nowadays at McDonald's, they have things that show the nutritional value in their foods.
咁我又覺得好奇怪啦。
So I find that very strange.
嚇，因為真正有營養嘅嘢咧係新鮮嘅嘢。
Because things that truly have good nutrition are things that are fresh.
即係話食物煮好咗，要盡快食。
It means that once food is cooked, you should eat it as soon as possible.
水果切開咗，盡快食。
If you've cut open fruit, then you should eat it as soon as possible.
因為啲食物煮熟咗或者切開咗之後咧，佢一接觸到光同埋氧氣咧，佢就會啲營養開始會流失嘅。
Because food, once it's cooked or cut,then it's exposed to oxygen and
light,
and this will affect its nutrients.
咁所以咧，你諗下，我哋現代人咧，因為咩都要快咧，食嘅嘢其實好多營養價值係好低嘅啫。
So because we're in the modern world, we like to eat things that are fast foods. A lot of these,
營養係好低嘅。
So the nutrient value of these foods are very low.
譬如咧，你喺超市見到已經 pack 好咗嘅三文治啊
，so for example packed sandwiches in the supermarket，
即係佢已經整好咗，擺咗好耐，然之後等人去買咁。
So they prepared it and then they packed it and then it's there waiting for people to buy it for a long time。
咁佢接觸光同埋氧氣咪時間越嚟越長。營養咪流失越嚟越多。
So it's being exposed to light and to oxygen, so more and more it's losing its nutrients.
或者盒盒嘅水果，蜜瓜又好，西瓜又好，切開咗，等你咧啊，好快買咗就有得食啦。
For example, fruit that is ready cut and ready to eat in little packs and boxes, they also should be eaten as soon as possible.
又或者咧，一啲即食嘅湯啊，沖劑咁樣。
Oh, for example, instant soups.
啊，呢啲其實都係營養價值冇乜嘅嘢嚟嘅。
Yeah, they're also foods that don't have very much nutritional value.
咁啊，所以其實你諗下，你食嘅嘢嘅營養係多定少咧？
So you can think for yourself how much nutritional value is in the foods that you eat.
有另外一啲食物咧，叫做加工處理嘅食物。
There is another type of food that is called what processed food.
嚇，咁佢嘅營養價值亦都唔會好高嘅。
And also the nutritional value of these foods are also not very high.
亦都佢哋嘅鹽分亦都好高，亦都放咗防腐劑。
They'll have preservatives and other additives.
譬如咧，火腿啦。
For example, ham.
腸仔啦。
Sausages.
呢個叫咩？煙肉啦。
Gammon ham.
Bacon.
Bacon.
其實呢啲嘢咧，都係會有致癌物質嘅。
So all of these things contain are cancerous.
但係快脆咯，係咪？
But they're convenient. It's definitely.
嚇！咁但係同埋好味啦，又好食啦，係咪
？And they're tasty.
咁但係食得多咧，就係有害身體。
But if we eat too much of this, it can be unhealthy.
另外一啲加工處理過嘅食物咧，譬如係我哋都經常食嘅白糖啦、白米啦。
Other kinds of processed foods are like white sugar, white rice.
嚇！總之呢啲加工處理過嘅嘢咧，佢哋嘅營養價值。是流失了的。
Sorry, not white rice, polished rice. It's Chinglish. Sorry, what was the last word, phrase?
這些加工處理過的東西都是營養價值是低了。
So processed foods also contain lower nutritional value.
另外當然大家都會知道的，零食。
And also snacks.
無論它說多有營養都好，都是講笑嘅啫。
Yeah, even though they show you certain nutritional values on the packs, there's not really much nutrition in them.
零食即係薯片啊。
Things like crisps.
汽水啊。汽水啊。
Fizzy drinks.
餅乾啊。
Biscuits.
糖果啊。
Sweets.
朱古力啊。
Chocolate.
啲等等嘅呢啲等等啦嚇。
Etc. This kind of thing.
你諗下，你嘅小孩子係咪好中意食呢啲？營養價值冇咁高嘅嘢咧。
If you think about it, do your children very much like eating this kind of food?
其實咧都有一啲健康嘅小食嘅。
There are some healthy snacks.
肚餓嘅時候咧，譬如可以食啲水果啦。
For example, if you're hungry, you can eat fruit.
或者果仁啦。
Or nuts.
啊，果仁都好好食嘅，不過唔可以太多。
Yeah, nuts are very, very tasty, but just can't eat too much.
同埋果仁咧係非常有營養嘅。
And nuts are very nutritious.
佢哋有嘅油咧，都係相對係健康嘅。
The oils in nuts are very healthy.
不過只係能夠食幾粒嘅啫，每日。
But you can only have a few nuts a day.
又或者你可以用啲水果打奶昔俾佢飲啦，呢啲都係好健康。
Or maybe you can use fruit to make smoothies with milk. That's also very healthy.
咁咪正餐之間咪可以食下呢啲嘢咯。
So in between meals, you can have this kind of food.
嗱，呢啲係關於營養啦。
So this is about our diet.
另外一樣嘢咧，可能係我自己嘅問題，我特別注意咧，就係關於呢個血液嘅循環。
Another thing that I'm very concerned about is to do with our circulation.
點樣會令到你嘅血液循環好啊
？How to improve our blood circulation?
有冇 idea？
Any ideas？
Ajil， 有冇 idea？
Exercise.
最簡單嘅咧就係我自細唔中意做嗰樣嘢。
So, very simply, is that something that I've never liked to do ever since I was young.
不過咧，我後嚟改變咗啦。
But afterwards, I changed.
因為我一路游水嘅時候，我得到好多嘅益處，我就恍然大悟啦。
Because after I started to swim, I found a lot of benefits from it, so I changed.
所以運動係會幫助你嘅血液循環。
So exercise will improve our blood circulation.
喺聖經有一句説話。
There's something in scripture that says.
論到一切嘅活物，生命就在血中。
Sorry.
Life is in the blood.
Life is in the blood.
講，其實講得一啲都冇錯。
So this is very correct.
因為如果血液唔還得暢通嘅話咧，其實有好多病會發生嘅。
Because if our circulation is poor, it can cause all kinds of illnesses.
因為血通過血管喺度流動啊，我喺我哋全身裏邊。
Because the blood is running through our bodies.
佢係負責我嚟傳送營養啦，傳送氧氣啦，同埋排毒嘅。
It's responsible for taking nutrients and oxygen around the body. It's also responsible for removing the toxins.
所以做運動係非常嘅重要。
So it's very important to exercise.
同埋飲水。
And also to drink water.
每日應該飲幾多杯水啊？
How many glasses of water should we drink a day?
有冇人知道？八杯啦。
8 glasses.
嚇，飲湯都得嚇。
You can have soup as well.
嚇，總之係液體加埋八杯咯。
Yeah, so fluids it should be 8 glasses.
咁嚟幫你清腸胃，同埋你個身體都需要水分嘅。
So your body needs these fluids. It also helps your digestive system.
咁另一個課題咧，我特別想提啦，今日。
So a topic that I especially want to talk about today.
就係關於過敏症。
It's to do with allergies.
過敏症。
Allergies.
有幾多人有過敏症嘅
？How many of you have allergies？
哇，都有好幾個喎，係咪對食物啊
？Is it an allergy to food？
食物係咪啊？你係乜嘢啊？鐘 ，hay fever 嚇。阿 Jill 咧，你係過敏乜嘢
？Skin
皮膚過敏啊！哇，我哋少少人，廿幾人嘅啫喎。
So there's only 20-some people here.
已經有咗四種最普遍嘅過敏症之中嘅三種。
We already have four out of the most common allergies. They have represented three of them.
如果阿輝叔叔坐喺度咧，就四種都齊曬嘅。
So if Uncle Fei was here, then all four would be represented.
嗱，呢四種嘅過敏症係乜嘢咧
？So what are these four different allergies？
係即喺英國最常見。
This is in England the four most common allergies.
皮膚過敏啦。
Skin allergy.
哮喘。
Asthma.
呢個就係輝叔叔有嘅。
This is what Uncle Fei has.
花粉症啦。花粉症 hay fever。
Hay fever。
仲有對食物過敏咯。
And also allergies to food.
嗱，我哋都係大人啊，都有過敏症，小朋友咧都一樣會好容易。有過敏症。
So adults have allergies, but children also are very prone to allergies.
嗱喺過去30年嚟咧，原來英國人即係住喺英國裏邊嘅人咧，患過敏症一路上升嘅。
So in the last 30 years, the number of people with allergies in England has been increasing.
就係咧，每三個人之中咧，就有一個人患上。其中一種嘅過敏症。
One in three people have allergies, has an allergy in England.
所以我哋呢度嘅比率都差不多啦，我哋廿零人有四個人。
So our ratio today is also about that. We have 20-some people and four of us have allergies.
有可能有啲未舉手嘅添嘅。
Maybe some people didn't put their hands up.
咁就嗱呢個咁嚴重嘅問題咧，就驅使到醫學界去研究點解。
So this problem has been looked into by medical experts.
咁我今日選呢個題目咧，因為你作為父母，你都要注意呢個問題。
I've chosen this topic today because as parents, we need to also take notice of this.
咁近期咧就一個好重大嘅發現。
Recently, there's been a big discovery.
咁就醫學界人士做咗一個實驗。
So the medical experts they did an experiment.
佢哋應該做咗好多實驗嘅，即係我講其中一個啫。
They must have done many researches, but I'm just talking about one of them.
咁佢哋咧就邀請咗兩個家庭嚟做參加呢個實驗。
So they invited two families to take part in this research.
呢兩個家庭咧分別都有小朋友係患咗過敏症。
So both these families have children with allergies.
佢哋嘅細蚊仔咧對塵敏感啦。
The children are allergic to dust.
貓狗敏感。
Cats and dogs.
花粉。
Hay fever.
某些食物。
And some foods.
還有哮喘。
And asthma.
即乜都齊曬啦。
So almost everything is there.
所以佢哋嘅媽咪咧，每日咧就要成間屋咧吸塵兩次。
So their mothers every day have to vacuum the house twice.
因為對塵敏感啊嘛。
Because they're allergic to dust.
啊，嗰個牀單要洗嘅，每日都要洗。
They have to wash the bed sheets every day.
仲要揭起嗰個牀褥咧，就喺度吸塵，成張牀要吸曬，一日兩次。
They have to vacuum the mattress twice a day.
你話做媽咪幾辛苦係嘛？
So, these mums have a very hard time.
所以我希望你嘅小朋友唔好患上過敏症，咁你要聽啦。
So I'm hoping that your children won't have suffer from allergies. So you need to listen to this.
咁嗱，依兩個家庭咧，咁醫生咧就將一啲微型嘅相機放置喺佢哋身上同埋成個屋企。
So in this experiment, the people who were doing this experiment attached small cameras to the persons and to different parts of their home.
咁嚟到追蹤佢哋整日嘅起居習慣。
To follow their lifestyle.
跟住咧，又用棉花棒咧，要佢哋收取佢哋嘅樣本啊。
And they had to take swabs of themselves.
嚇，皮膚啊。
The skin,
屋企裏邊嘅家私啊，
or the furniture,
地板啊，
the floor,
廚房啊，
the kitchen,
或者係電視機嘅遙控啊，
or the TV remote control,
總之周圍都要攞樣本。
So they take swabs of almost everything.
就化驗咩咧？
And what did they find?
唔係想化驗啲乜嘢咧？
What is it they want to find?
佢哋想睇下呢啲。家庭每個成員嘅身體之裏面，同埋佢哋嘅家中有冇菌
？They want to see whether on their bodies of these people or whether in their homes how much bacteria is there？
有幾多菌，同埋有幾多種菌
？To see how much bacteria is there and how many different types of bacteria are there？
咁佢就發現咧。呢啲患過敏症嘅細佬哥咧，喺佢哋嘅大腸裏邊揾到嘅菌嘅種類係好少。
So they found in these children with allergies that within their intestinal tracts, digestive tracts, they found very few bacteria.
唔係淨係數量，而係嗰個。種類啊，個 diversity。
Yeah, not just the amount of bacteria is low, but also the different types of not that many different types of bacteria there as well.
而佢哋健康嘅父母咧嘅菌嘅種類咧就好多啦。
But their parents who are healthy, they have a wide range of bacteria in their gut.
原來係要有菌啊！
So it turns out that we need bacteria.
但唔係乜嘢咩菌都係好嘅。
But not all bacteria is good.
你係發現咧係一啲益菌嘅種類要多，就會減低過敏症啦。
They found that if we had lots of different types of friendly bacteria, then that reduces the chances of allergies.
喺一個好患咗好嚴重嘅過敏症嘅細蚊仔裏邊咧。佢哋發現有一種某一種嘅益菌啊，佢哋叫益菌啦，係喺正常嘅人體裏邊咧，係應該以百萬億萬計，但係喺呢個細蚊仔裏邊咧，一隻都揾唔到。
So there's a certain type of friendly bacteria that in a normal healthy person they should have. What's this?
Millions.
They should have millions of this friendly bacteria in their body. But in the child that was very allergic, they found that, was it he or she?
He.
Yeah, they found that he didn't have even one of this type of bacteria.
咁即係話咧，益菌係非常嘅重要，有可能真係解釋到點解會有過敏。
So it shows us that friendly bacteria is very important.
我都唔記得咗自己講咩，唔緊要。咁嗱，咁益菌有咩作用咧
？So what is the use of friendly bacteria？
原來咧喺我哋嘅人體裏邊， 唔係淨係益菌啊，講任何微生物咧嘅數量係全個人體細胞嘅總數嘅，你估下幾多倍
？So, in not only in people but in all living creatures.
喺人體裏邊微生物。
微生物
microorganism。
Oh, okay.
嚇喺人體裏邊微生物係全體細胞人體嘅細胞嘅總數嘅幾多倍咧？
So how much microorganisms should a healthy person have in their bodies?
唔係，即係咁講，即係喺個人體裏面咧，微生物嘅數量啊，係細胞嘅數量嘅十倍嚟嘅。
Okay, so microorganisms should be 10 times more?
Not should be, is 10 times more.
Okay, microorganisms are 10 times more.
More than
existing in a body, there are 10 times more microorganisms than there are
the cells. Body cells. 即係話咧，微生物比起細胞仲要多十倍喎。
So you need like 10 times more microorganisms than you have cells in your body.
咁我即係講緊咧，真係唔知幾多億萬億萬億萬嘅億萬啊！
So we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions of microorganisms.
原來呢啲益菌有咩用呢
？So what is the use of these friendly bacteria？
點解冇咗佢，我哋會過敏呢
？Why is it that without them, we develop allergies？
原來益菌咧係愛嚟幫助我哋去建立一個健全嘅免疫系統嘅。
It turns out that friendly bacteria help us to develop a healthy immune system.
免疫嘅系統原來係需要受教育嘅。
It turns out that our immune systems need to be educated.
受咗教育咧，佢先至能夠運作正常嘅。
It's only when it's received good education, then it will function properly.
咁佢先識得咧去辨認乜嘢係病原體。
And then it can discern what is really bad.
Pathogen.
Or what is a pathogen?
咁如果見到一啲對身體冇害嘅嘢咧，佢係唔會去對抗噶。
So if it comes across something that is not harmful to the body, then it won't attack it.
只有見到病菌啊、病原體咧，佢先至會去對抗噶嘛。
It only attacks pathogens that enter the body.
所以譬如好似花粉啊、花生咧，你個免疫系統係唔應該對抗嘅。
So for example, pollen.And peanuts is not a pathogen. Our bodies are not meant to react to it.
但係如果你嘅免疫系統冇受好好嘅教育或者嗰個教育唔足咧，佢就會錯亂啦，反應錯啦。
But if our immune systems have not been educated well, then it responds wrongly.
咁啊對花粉又反應，對花生又反應。
It reacts to pollen. It reacts to peanuts.
咁呢啲我哋講到教育咧，你冇想到原來免疫系統都要受教育。
Yeah, we never thought that our own immune systems need to be educated.
佢喺我哋裏邊，我哋眼睇唔到，我哋以為係天生天養啊。
It's something that's within our bodies, and we just think it's something natural.
嗱，原來我哋嘅創造主創造我哋嘅時候咧，佢已經擺咗啲益菌喺我哋嘅裏面。呢啲益菌係愛嚟教育我哋嘅免疫系統嘅。
So it seems that our Creator has already designed us with these friendly bacteria to educate our immune systems.
係啦，咁即係話唔係任由佢發展嘅啦，好似我哋上次講，幼兒都唔係任佢發展嘅。
So it's like what we mentioned last time, just like children, they don't just naturally develop well.
係要教嘅。
You have to educate them.
包括我哋嘅免疫系統。
And our immune systems also are like this.
既然益菌係咁重要，益菌喺邊度嚟啊
？So since friendly bacteria are so important, where do they come from？
咁點解有啲人有咁多種類嘅益菌，有啲人又唔係咁多種類咧
？Why is it some people have many different types of friendly bacteria in them, and some people don't have them？
咁呢個咧就好有趣
嚇。So this is very interesting.
原來有幾個來源嘅。
There's several different reasons.
第一，益菌喺邊度嚟咧？嚇，第一。
So firstly, where does friendly bacteria come from?
係當一個 BB 出世嘅時候，假如一個媽媽順產咧。
So when a baby is born, assuming that the mother gave natural birth.
當個媽媽要生細佬哥嘅時候咯。
When the mother is giving birth.
原來喺佢嘅肚裏邊咧。個陰道嗰度咧，就開始有一種某一種嘅益菌喺度積聚積聚。
So while the baby is in the womb, there's friendly bacteria that is being accumulated.
咁當個 BB 仔要出嚟啦，要經過媽媽嘅身體出嚟嘅時候咧
，So when the baby needs to come out at birth，
咁你可想而知，佢一路經過出嚟嘅時候，佢個身體從頭到腳已經俾呢一啲嘅益菌包住咗啦。
So as the baby is coming out from the mother, traveling through the birth canal from the womb and through the birth canal, then it's embodied in all of these friendly bacteria.
呢個就係我哋造物主嘅設計。
This is the designer of our creator.
但係如果出於咩原因，媽媽要開刀生仔嘅咧，咁個 BB 就冇咗呢一種嘅天然嘅保護啦。
But if for some reason the mother has to undergo a cesarean section, then the child will not go through this process. It won't travel through the birth canal.
咁如果開刀出世嘅細蚊仔咧，統計就計到出嚟，差唔多嗰個有一半咧係患過敏症嘅機會係有一半人嘅。
So they found that for children who were born by cesarean section, they have about 50% more chance of developing allergies.
咁你係順產係第一個原因喎。
So whether or not we giving natural birth is one reason.
咁第二個益菌嘅來源咧係人奶。
The second reason has to do with breast milk.
喺人奶裏邊有700種嘅菌。
Breast milk contains 700 different types of bacteria.
咁食人奶嘅 BB 咧，就統計嚟講咧，就少啲機會會患上過敏症。
So babies who are fed on breast milk, they are much less likely to develop allergies.
所以我哋嘅創造主咧，一早已經諗咗嘅啦。
So our Creator has already thought about all of these beforehand.
不過，如果我哋啲現代人咧，離開咗呢一個造物主嘅設計。玩生意嘅時候咧，就飲奶粉啦。
But in our modern life, as people are steering away from what is natural, from what our Creator designed, for example, giving children powdered milk.
咁你個小朋友咧，其實就冇呢啲益菌，即係從人奶裏邊得到呢啲嘅益處。
It means that the child will then not be able to get this friendly bacteria from breast milk.
咁第三個原因，益菌可以喺邊度揾到咧
？And the third reason, why you can get how you can get friendly bacteria,
就係喺農場。
It's from the farm.
咁統計發現咧，如果喺農場生活工作嘅人咧，患過敏嘅機會亦都會低。
They discovered that people who live on farms, their chances of allergies are much lower.
咁醫學人員咧就喺呢個北坦桑尼亞咧做咗一個實驗。
So the researchers in North Tanzania they did an experiment.
佢哋喺呢個地方揾到一群嘅部落。
So they found a group a tribe.
即係啲落後嗰啲部落咧。
A group of tribal people who were quite
唔著鞋嗰啲啊。
Yeah, the kind that are not very developed, go around in bare feet, for example.
嚇，咁啊揸住一支矛槍行嚟行去嗰啲咧嚇。
They might walk around with a staff.
仲有呢啲部族噶嚇。
This kind of tribal people.
咁呢啲人咧，每日嘅生活，佢哋食乜嘢咧？就用打獵為生。
So they live on hunted food that they've hunted.
就採蜂蜜食嘅。
For example, they eat honey.
Gather honey.
Okay.
咁啊喺樹上咧摘蔬果嚟食嘅。
They eat fruit from the trees.
咁佢哋梗係唔會洗乾淨佢食噶啦。
Of course, they don't wash the fruit before they eat.
咁但係喺呢啲部落嘅人嘅腸裏邊咧，揾到嘅益菌嘅種類係非常多。
Now they found that in the gut of these people, they had a lot of different types of bacteria.
15,000 個人裏邊咧，你只可以揾到一個人係會患過敏症嘅。
Only one in 15,000. I think it was one in 15,000 people had allergies, suffered from an allergy. I think that's wrong. I think it should be 1,500.
I see.
Not 15,000.
Yeah,
I think it's one in 1,500 people has an allergy.
Oh, okay. Never mind. 嚇，我哋 check 下啦，呢個數字嚇，即少一個零定係多一個零嚇。但係無論如何咧，都係比起英國，你三個人裏邊有一個就有。
Yeah, which is a big difference compared to England, which is one in three.
嗱，咁咧就呢個發現咧，即係話叫到我哋咧要去諗，我哋可能嘅現代人生活咧。
So it causes us to think, for example, in our modern world, a lot of people just stay at home.
哈，但係呢啲嘅部落咧，佢哋同大自然，佢哋嘅生活嘅地方就係個大自然啦。
But for these tribal people, it's very different. Their home is nature, out in the open.
啊，佢哋打獵為生嘅，佢哋接觸嘅係啲動物。
They are hunter-gatherers, so they will be in contact with the animals,
泥土啊,
with soil.
啊, 咁佢哋有好多好天然嘅益菌接觸。
So they are in contact with a lot of natural, friendly bacteria.
咁有另一個統計咧，發現如果一個人啊，從一個發展中嘅國家移民到一個發展咗嘅國家咧。
And in another survey, they found that somebody from an undeveloped country, if they move to a developed country,
即係你同我咁樣啦，從中國走咗嚟英國啦。
So for example, some of us came from China.
可能你喺中國嘅時候，你住喺鄉村啦，係咪
？Perhaps you lived in a village in China.
嚇，你又養雞啦、牛啦、羊啦，係咪
？You reared chickens and cows.
嗱，我哋呢啲移民嚟到十年之內咧，患上 allergy 嘅機會咧。係高過本土人三倍嘅。
So for people like this, once they come to England into a developed country, the chances of developing an allergy is 3 times higher than the local people in England.
咁即係因為個環境嘅轉變。
It's because of that change in environment.
我哋由一個好多機會接觸益菌嘅環境咧，搬到去一個。少機會接觸益菌嘅環境。
So we came from an environment where we are very exposed to friendly bacteria to an environment where there is not a lot of friendly bacteria.
嚇，我哋現代人咧就係住喺石屎森林啊。
So for example, us modern people, we live in a concrete jungle.
我哋坐嘅汽車巴士。
We sit in cars and buses.
啊，我哋冇話赤腳咧行泥路嘅喎。
Now we don't walk on we don't walk on soil in bare feet.
我哋去做運動嘅地方都係設備好齊全嘅游泳池啊、健身房啊。
We do our exercise in a swimming pool or in the gym。
我哋食嘅蘋果咧，唔係樹上摘落嚟食嘅。
The apples we eat aren't straight from a tree。
我哋咧係去超市咧買一啲包裝好洗乾淨、洗得好靚嘅、打曬蠟嘅嗰啲蘋果食噶。
Yeah, we go to the supermarket to buy apples that have been washed and waxed and packaged.
其實我哋係同益菌分隔咗。
It means that we have been separated from the friendly bacteria.
所以如果我哋想有翻多啲益菌嘅話，咁你明啦，你要去多啲農場啊，大自然嘅地方。
So that means if you want to be more exposed to friendly bacteria, we need to go to places like farms or out in the countryside.
或者好似阿 Jill 咁養翻只白兔仔啊。
Or maybe like Jill, keep a rabbit.
或者養隻牛、養隻羊仲好。
Maybe you can keep a cow or a lamb.
總之我哋要去樹林啊。
We need to go to the forest.
嚇，你就算去一啲人工做得好靚嘅花園咧，唔同嘅喎。
It's not the same as going to, for example, a beautiful garden.
嗰啲係人工做出嚟㗎嘛。
Because those are synthetic.
都已經唔係咁天然㗎啦。
They're already not so natural.
我哋去農場、去樹林。
We need to go to the farm.
要去海。
Go near the sea.
啊，要去爬下山。
Go hiking.
多啲去接觸呢啲天然嘅嘢。
To be more in contact with what's natural.
咁就講得好長啦，最後一點啦嚇。
So the last point.
就算你好健康，身體裡面有益菌都好。
Even if you are very healthy and you do have friendly bacteria in you，
你要作為媽媽，你要留意嘅咧就係。
As a mother, you need to pay attention to。
就係抗生素會殺病菌，亦都會殺咗益菌嘅。
Antibiotics attack pathogens, but they also attack the friendly bacteria。
咁啊，尤其是一歲以下嘅 BB 咧。
Especially for babies who are 1 year old and below。
如果係醫生因為佢有病開抗生素俾佢食咧。
If it was ill and the doctor prescribed antibiotics for him or her，
咁就話講到咧，以後佢患皮膚過敏嘅機會咧係會高40% 嘅。
The baby's chances of developing skin allergy is more than 40%。
咁就如果食一個療程嘅抗生素都未好，再要食多一個療程嘅話咧，咁呢個患過敏症嘅機會又再提高啲。
So if, for example, the baby is not better and it has to undergo another course of antibiotics, then that will again increase its chances of developing an allergy.
所以唔想個細蚊仔病咩？要注意營養啦，運動啦。
So if we don't want the children to fall ill, then we have to pay attention to exercise and to a good diet.
就唔係靠食藥嚟到醫病，係靠提高佢嘅免疫系統。
It's not to depend on medicine to have the child get better. It's to improve its immune system.
如果後天嘅彌補咧，就係都可以食啲有益菌嘅食物嘅。
And 後天嘅。
都可以用食物嚟到補。
So in days after, it's got better. You mean the baby?
No. 另外一樣，而家講緊另外一樣嘢啦。
Okay. So another way of increasing friendly bacteria.
你都可以食啲有益嘅有益菌嘅食物咯。
Okay. So another way of increasing our intake of friendly bacteria is to eat foods that can eat foods that are probiotic.
咁呢啲大家上網睇啦。
So for this, maybe you can do your own research on the internet.
咁就我呢度講嘅咧係益菌對你有益處。
So here I'm talking about the point I want to make is that friendly bacteria are beneficial.
但係有啲菌咧係冇益噶。
But of course there are bacteria that are not beneficial.
係會令到你病嘅。
That cause illness.
譬如咧呢塊地氈，我諗好多菌㗎。
For example, this carpet, I'm sure, is covered in bacteria.
我唔知佢幾廿年冇洗啦。
I don't know how long it's never been washed.
如果你小朋友如果掂過地下咧，記住要洗手。
So if the children have touched the carpet, please remember to tell them to wash their hands.
洗手先食飯，去完廁所又要洗手。
To wash their hands before they eat, to wash their hands after going to the toilet.
咁你屋企切菜啊，處理生肉嘅。砧板刀啊，大家都知啦，就唔好用嚟切生食嘅沙律蔬果啦。
So of course, knives that you have at home that you use to cut raw meat, don't use that same knife to cut fruit, for example.
因為生肉係有蟲，嗰啲係害菌嚟嘅。
Because of course, raw meat contains bad bacteria.
咁好啦，我要完啦嚇。總結一下咧，健康係要從生活方式同埋飲食習慣開始。
So I need to conclude. Good health needs to depend on a healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet.
我哋要貼住呢位造物主嘅設計嚟到生活。
We need to stay close to the design of our Creator in order to be healthy.
咁我哋健康嘅機會會提高。
And then our chances of being healthy can be increased.
我哋互相去鼓勵啦，咁樣。
So we can encourage one another.
咁就幫助你嘅孩子去為佢打一個好嘅基礎。
So you can help your child to have a good foundation.
Yeah. 我自己有一個侄女。
I have a niece.
佢而家都廿幾歲㗎啦。
She's 20-some years old now.
喺佢幾歲、十幾歲嘅時候呢。
When she was in her teens.
我細佬同弟婦呢就好好注重呢一方面。
My brother and my sister-in-law paid a lot of attention to her health.
咁啊，食物咧係健康嘅飲食習慣。
To make sure she had a healthy diet.
並且咧經常去運動。
And they regularly took exercise.
為佢哋 為個細蚊仔選擇嘅運動咧，就係去游水咯。
They chose the exercise they chose was to go swimming。
咁啊，咩色都學曬噶啦。
So the child can swim all different strokes。
咁啊，游得非常好啊。
And she's a very good swimmer。
佢唔係話好多 muscle， 不過咧係好壯啊。
It's not that she's very muscly, but she's very strong。
嚇，好穩陣啊。
Very stable。
啊，你見到佢都唔會被風吹走噶啦。
You can see that the wind is not going to blow her away。
佢唔係肥啊。
She's not a fat。
但係佢好壯。
But she's very strong。
咁啊，見到佢都好開心。
So when I see her, I'm very happy。
有一次我細佬話。
One time my brother said。
你摸下佢條腰骨。
You feel her back。
佢條腰骨好靚噶。
Her back is very nice。
哇！咁我摸下，哇！真係。
So I felt it. Yes.
摸下佢又摸下自己。
So I felt her back and I felt my own back。
啊！你摸下你個細蚊仔，都佢仲係細嘅時候，佢條腰骨好靚噶。
So you can also feel your child's back when they're young. They have very good spines。
係，幫你嘅孩子打一個好嘅基礎。
So help your child to have a good foundation。
當然另一樣今日我冇講嘅就係雙眼啦。
Something that I didn't mention today, something to do with their eyes.
我諗父母你哋應該都已經知道啦，你睇打機嗰啲嘢咧太多。
So as parents, you probably will know if they're looking at an LED screen for too long.
如果我可以翻轉頭嘅話，做翻細蚊仔嘅話。
If I could turn back the clock and be a child again.
我都唔係好想戴住呢個。
I wouldn't want to be wearing these glasses。
我由九歲十歲開始戴到，即係戴咗幾廿年啦，真係好攰噶嘛。
So I started wearing it when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I'm getting very tired of it now.
好啦，我要結束。
Okay, I need to conclude.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Let's pray.